The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. LPL Financial is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither LPL Financial nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. The views depicted in this material are for informational purposes only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial. They should not be considered specific advice or recommendations for any individual. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2,
Wow. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on there, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How are you? How's everything? How was your week?
Everything is great in my world, and I just want to, on the show here, wish you a happy birthday. It's Mike's birthday weekend, everybody. So if you get a chance, hit him up. Let him know that you know, you're thinking about him. You're an old man, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know how I look at things. Another year closer to Social Security, so it's a big financial step in my world. And
listen, you know.
I knew you'd love that one.
I need to remind you that your communion bonds have stopped accruing interest a long time ago, buddy. You got to cash those things in. But the I don't even refer to it as age anymore. I refer to it as a level, right? It sounds better. Yeah, I'm a level 58, right?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It was one of my close friends called me first thing and just swapping stories about aches and pains. And, you know, he's talking about stenosis of his spine and he's going through a bad way with his lower back. And, you know, I've had herniated discs this year and it's just been, you know, 58 years old. What's happening to us? But I have a good theory on that. It's what you've done in the past comes home to roost.
Oh, there is no
very much like your money, right? So things you think you're getting away with when you're younger, you better watch out. It can come home and, you know, to roost later on and be a real problem for you.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, it's like no surprise with your neck, right? As a kid and with gymnastics, you actually broke your neck, right?
Yeah, but although that's not that area, if you can believe that.
Oh, okay.
But who knows if it had anything, you know, who knows?
You don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't know. Listen. I'm with you 100%. The aches and pains are and back in the day, like, you didn't know about body care like that anyway. When you were a kid and you played sports, you didn't think to stretch afterwards or ice or anything of that nature.
Who put sunblock on when you're outside in the sun all day with a tank top on? Or, you know, I could give you 1,000 things we did as kids that.
To your point, you know that. Like, recently I just dealt with a couple of, you know, skin cancer, basal cell, whatever you want to call it, stuff, you know, and it was you're 100% correct. But, you know, it's like everything else in life, Mike. As we move along, we learn more and more and we progress and, you know, hopefully we advance and we become better. And that also applies to, you know, how you handle your money in the financial worlds out there and all that kind of stuff. Is that, you know, when you think about it, we've got a lot of wisdom underneath our belts right now. And wisdom only comes, in my opinion, from experience.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, practice, I want to call it practice management, if you will, right? I mean, it's just when you've been practicing as long as we have, cases come in front of you. And like we say all the time, for many people listening, their case is obviously unique to them. And although it's unique to us, but it's something that we've seen in a different variation. You know what I'm saying? It could be the same problem. And maybe mine is revolving around the $500,000 and yours is revolving around $1 million. You know what I'm saying? A situation. But at the end of the day, it's different numbers, but it's basically going to be the same solution that needs to be applied.
And it's, you know, and it's, you're right, and it's wisdom that comes along with it. Before we went on the air today, what did I hand you this morning?
Yeah, a bond fund list.
Right, of funds that don't act favorably in a decreasing interest rate environment, right?
Yep.
You know, we got to, and listen, we got to pay attention to this. And these are the people that own it, and they did great in an increasing interest rate environment. Mm-hmm. But this fund is not going to, you know, participate well in a decreasing interest rate environment. And it's time to, you know, reach out, let the clients know, and make us, you know, get their approval and make a switch.
Yeah, of course. And you know what? Let's get right to the to this week's current events, and you're speaking of that because?
Well, yeah, the Federal Reserve came out this week, and they made an aggressive interest rate cut of a half a percentage point, and it was a lot. There were some people out there, you have to admit, that were saying that they thought that they would do a half a percent. I wasn't in that camp. I don't believe you were in that camp. And, you know, they're telling us by making that change that the economy needs a little help here.
Yeah. And you know what? And that's fine. I think their job is to get out in front and to do it. They took a lot of heat, the Federal Reserve, back when they should have been raising rates.
And they botched it. And let's be honest.
Yeah. I mean, somewhat. I mean, right. You know, depending what your definition of a botch is, right? Not to get drilled down too hard on this, but I mean, they kept saying, okay, they didn't hike the rates in time. There's going to be a bad recession, no soft landing. Next thing you know, we never got a recession. So, I mean, who knows? I mean, that's the amazing thing of this. It's, you know, when you think about, Doug, not just the economy here in the United States, how big it is, but in the world.
Oh, the global economy.
You know, and adjusting interest rates higher or lower is like trying to do the thermostat to get the temperature exactly right.
Yeah.
I mean, what a task. What a job. People, you know, it's funny. People sit and, they blew it. They should have did a half a point. They should do a quarter point. Oh, come on. I mean, it's such an overwhelming thing to try to accomplish when you think about it.
It is. And, you know, other, you know, country central banks have already, you know, it lowered their interest rates ahead of us doing that. So, you know, and it's good to see that, you know, that they're all, I'm going to say right now, on top of it, you know, because the last thing we need is a complete global, you know, issue out there. And one of the key things that they try to do, and people don't understand, Mike, why, you know, what's so important about the Federal Reserve raising interest rates and lowering interest rates. And the idea behind it is to keep the economy at a certain pace.
Yeah.
And the target pace for the Federal Reserve in the United States is they shoot for 2% inflation. Now, some of you may be saying, okay, but inflation right now is at 2.5% or maybe even a little higher than that. Why would they do that? And I think it's because they see what's coming down. And inflation is reported in arrears.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so they have current data, and that's why they're doing it. Now, we've been asking you to pay attention to your money for several months now, anticipating that this rate cut was going to change. So it came, and there may be some of you out there right now owning investments that behave poorly in a decreasing interest rate environment. Now, unless you've had your portfolio reviewed and looked at, you may not be aware of it. And what you may be saying is that that specific investment performed very well up to this point. So why do I think it's not going to continue to perform well? And the reason is because that specific investment is designed to perform well in increasing interest rate environments.
Yeah, great point, Doug. You know, there's a huge variation of different types of bonds, you know, and you can own ones that do really well when rates are going up or when rates are going down. And, you know, when you see things reversing like this, when interest rates, you got to watch what was yesterday's winner, maybe tomorrow's loser.
Right.
Okay. And that's what he's trying to say, really. Right. And that's a great point. And, you know, Doug, again, pay attention to the interest rates. How does it affect the person listening to the show? Let's just throw some common things on the table. Okay, you're talking about their bonds, all that. Absolutely. Another thing, right? I think I saw this week the 30-year mortgage hit its low point since, is it 2020 or 2022?
It has to be 2022 because okay. They were still low during COVID.
Okay, yep. So people buying homes or looking to buy homes or refinancing mortgages, here we go. Rates, you know, we just hit a low. Are we going... They're talking about possibly more rate cuts this year. So are we going lower from there? Some, you got to be thinking about what you're doing if you're under that situation. Money at the bank, right? I would expect to see CDs and savings accounts coming down now that we're in the cycle of falling rates, mm-hmm. right? So again, let's not fall asleep. It got easy there for about a year. I've got walk into the bank and get 5%, 4.75%, whatever. Yeah. That may not be the case when your money's renewing on a CD. What rate is it renewing at? You know, ask. Know what's happening. Just don't be lazy about it.
there's still some opportunity in interest rate out there.
Sure.
For people,
oh, yeah.
Right? 100%. And we want to let you know that. And if you kind of like kick the can a little bit and you've been listening to this show recently and you know we've been harping on this, I mean, you're probably sick of hearing about it. But when you listen to our show, and in my opinion, when you get sick of hearing about something, you ought to know that we're really serious about that. That's why we keep talking about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. I mean, these are things that we see. And that's why, Doug, we do this opening segment every week that we kind of talk about current events and what's been going on and the Fed and what we see out there. And then later on in the show, the other segments, we kind of drill down onto a topic. But this is stuff that if you're sitting at home right now, you know, oh, yeah, hey, RCD's coming due in November. RCD's coming due in December. We better find out what that's renewing at. You know, hey, our son or daughter's looking to buy a home or they took a mortgage out in the last 2 years. Where are they at? Is there a refinancing opportunity coming up down the road? That's why we talk about these things.
It is. And, you know, so I want to let you know that, you know, the opportunity is still there. And I don't want you to keep delaying this and kicking the can down the road. So you've got the opportunity to come in and sit down with us and have a complimentary consultation. There's no cost or obligation. I know maybe something else that you're tired of hearing us talk about. But really, as I said earlier in the show, you may be owning investments right now that you don't even realize or could be punitive in a decreasing interest rate environment. And that's because so many people out there, they just don't understand. It's not picking on you and I'm not lecturing you. You just don't understand that they behave differently in different interest rate environments. That's all. And what we want to do is help you with that. So we offer a complimentary consultation to come in and have a conversation with us and let us review your circumstance with you. And there's no cost or obligation for it. But there's times out there when, you know, if you've listened to the show for, I mean, we've been on the air for 27 or 8 years, whatever it is now. There's times when Mike and I knock on the table and say, pay attention right now. This is one of them.
Yeah, 100%.
So you can pick the phone up and give a call. It's 855-262-3722. That number, again, is 855-262-3722. We'd be happy to talk to you or meet with you. We've got offices in Clark, Florham Park, Paramus, and Toms River. We'll make a house call if you'd like us to make a house call. We'll do a Zoom call if you want to do a Zoom call. It doesn't matter to us. But just pick the phone up and make sure you take advantage of it. Now, Mike, the day after the interest rate cut came, boy, the market had a nice day that day, huh?
Yeah, sure did. And that's volatility, right?
So that's volatility.
So strong up day. So again, as we say week in, week out on the show, let's not think volatility is negative. It means that the market was down. Saw the market extremely higher on, you know, a very volatile day after the announcement of interest rates.
But it was down the day of the announcement of the interest rates,
yeah.
Right? So that's what, you know, that's what we're saying. And we want to make sure that you are, you know, you have your risk level minimized.
That's a great point, Doug, you know, because that's another thing, too. Like, we're talking about interest rates and how it affects the bonds and mortgages and CDs at banks. But interest rates, too, makes other investments act certain ways.
Absolutely.
Too, right? Certain, you know, so it's a bigger, wider conversation than just, you know, bonds, the bank, the CDs and my mortgage. Interest rates have an effect on equities, too, and favorable for some and not favorable for others.
Right. You know, so, you know, just think about it. If it's a business that's sensitive on generating income off of some sort of interest, you know, connection right there. Well, it may not be a good spot for them. But if there's a company out there that you know that borrows money and needs money to continue their expansion, maybe it's a good thing for them. So that's where skillful management and, you know, comes into play with all this and people who have processes in place and how they make their recommendations and the way that they go about it.
Yeah, and the other thing too, Doug, and I'm going to bring this up, and I know you always speak of this. I heard somebody this week on one of the business shows on TV say that, what a time for active management.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the crux of what he was saying was, is when you get into a changing in economic environment, interest rates are now heading downward, and you get volatility, he said it's a great time for active management because, again, not all assets act the same during this changing environment. And he was saying, you know, he was out there speaking of great time to have active management to your investments.
Yeah, in my opinion, there are certain periods of time when active management really has a good chance to outperform indexing or passive management. And in my opinion, this is one of those periods of time. So, you know, you need to build around it and build a quality, you know, method for your, you know, and have a good recipe in place for your money at the end of the day. And now it's time to break out the recipe for the decreasing interest rate environment recipe, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, you know, for if it's, you know, an occasion and you're going to make a recipe, you got to pull it out and you got to follow it. It's there.
Yeah.
And don't mess with it. Don't tinker with it. Don't, you know, if it's time to make a steak dinner, don't pull out a pancake recipe, right? Yeah. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, great point. That's an excellent point.
Unless you're going to have pancakes for dinner.
Yeah.
Which isn't necessarily a bad thing. I like pancakes. So, you know, so there's a lot of stuff going on right now, folks. It's a dynamic time. Now is not the time to be, you know, sitting on your hands and not paying attention. Now's the time to know and see, you know, and take a glance. And, you know, it should be done sooner rather than later, in my opinion. But, you know, we want to let you know that we're here to do a risk analysis and an assessment of your investments for you and your savings as well, and just let you know where we can see opportunity or where we see potential hazards.
Yeah, I agree, Doug. And you know what? You know, again, I've said this all the time, especially this time of year. I think it's a great time of year for financial doings. Again, it's before the holidays. We're heading down into the year end. We want to do the year end. Everything we need to do kind of get done, kick off the new year. So to me, this is the sweet spot of the year to look at your financial stuff.
Hey, do you know what September 19th was?
No.
It was Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Really?
You want to do the rest of the show talking like pirates?
Sure. That's...
All right, mateys, we're going to a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
At Wealth Management Group, we will guide you through a one-hour informative experience where you will walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or plan that you may not have had before, and a feeling of confidence that you have taken a step toward your goals and freedom from wondering, all by investing just an hour of your time. Many people who have gone through our process have realized a sense of ease and clarity like they may not have had before. At Wealth Management Group, we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client because you are not all the same and should have your own strategy, not a strategy that is the same as 1,000 other people. We have offices in Clark, Parsippany, Martinsville, and Toms River to suit your needs. We observe and respect all protocols in order to keep everyone safe and healthy. Or if you wish, we can have our meeting on the phone or video. So we invite you to invest an hour of your time to go through our informational experience with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show and come out after with something you didn't have before. The first step is simple. Just give us a call now at 855-262-3722 to get a date on our schedule. That number again is 855-262-3722 to take the initial step toward a sound financial future. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. We look forward to your call.
All right, folks, welcome back. And oh, wait, I'm supposed to be talking like a pirate, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't do it. Welcome back, mateys. Hey, so we're in the second segment of the show here, folks, and glad you're investing some of your time here with us. And Mike, I want to take a few minutes of the show here and tell everybody a story and kind of urge them to take some, you know, safeguards and stuff, you know, from it. As you know, I came in here into the office on this past Monday, and I let you know that a dormant equity line that my wife and I had on our house that we haven't used, it's just an open account, and we opened it in case you needed money for an emergency. Somebody got into it and helped themselves to $193,000.
So I know the story. So, you know, please.
So what happened was last Friday, the bank reached out to us and said, we think we identified some fraudulent activity on your account that happened at the end of August. I'm like, well, all right. Well, this is a little long, you know, but tell us what happened. And what they did is they got in somehow or another, they got into the account, and what these guys do is they do a test transfer. They transferred a small amount of money, relatively small amount of money. And then it went fine, so then they went back in, and they took So the first time they did 13,000, which I say relatively small, I guess, compared to 193, it's relatively small, but it's not small.
Yeah.
And then the next time they went in and they went for 180. Now, at the end of the day, you know, we're fine. We're protected. You know, the bank had to go back and claw the money back from the institution they got it from. We're absolved from it. But this can happen to anybody. And this is why you need to be careful and you need to use, you know, good passwords and be careful with your, you know, your online banking and, you know, all that kind of stuff, because it's scary. It can happen to anybody at any time.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting, Doug, to talk about this more was you came in on Monday. And as it turned out, I received a call Saturday night from a client leaving me a voicemail saying, "Hey, Mike, can you get back to me, you know, Monday morning," and saying that he received something saying that, you know, his Social Security is out there on the dark web. And, you know, and he said, he goes, "I'm very, you know, leery of it. And I haven't done anything." And he goes, "You know, the first thing, like, I think either you tried to call some, they want your Social Security number,"
right?
You know, and just so folks, please just be as cautious as you possibly can. Do not give up Social Security numbers and all that type of stuff. We can't say enough. But Doug, this whole idea of, we'll call it hacking, and there's another case, another client we have, and I know she's a very loyal listener. She's going through a major hacking event, and it's like what used to be once every blue moon is like, okay, who is it this week? You know, and I'm not being too crazy about that. It's just it's nuts. From a moral standpoint, the world we live in just. It's just I'm at a loss of words. I mean, what happened to you? It's just it's unbelievable. It's disgusting, for lack of better words.
It is. Know. So, you know, there's a couple of tips that we can give out there that I want you guys to follow. And then one of the first things is that if you get an email like, you know, some sort of notification like that, one of the first things that you should do is click on or hover over the email address that it came from. Okay, because let's just say it's one of the banks that you receive an email from. Well, the first thing you can do as the quickest check you can make is go hover over that email address where it came from and look at the email address. Because let's just say it's from, I don't know, Bank of America, right? It'll say something at bankofamerica.com if it's got a chance of being real. But so many times with these fake ones, you go hover over it. And because you can make your email say whatever you want it to say when it's received by the person. Then when you hover over it and you look at the email address, well, there's no chance that something from one of your banks came from a Yahoo.com account,
right,
a Gmail account, an ABC123 account. It didn't. If, you know, it came from there. And then the second thing is call them beforehand and don't call the number that's on the email.
Right Yeah,
because the number on the email, like, these guys are slick. So you get the email, you hover over it, you're like, yeah, I don't know if this is true. There's a link inside of there. Don't click the link.
That I don't mean to cut you off, like, that's a great point what you just brought up. These characters, these thieves, for lack of better words, that are sending out these emails and saying call this number, they're professional.
Correct.
Their operation. So if you think it's going to be like somebody ends up doing hello, you know, like, you know, I'm the crook on the other line, not happening. They got operations set up to sound like, to really think that you're calling into a bank system or whomever, you know,
right,
what I'm saying? So, you know, don't just assume, well, I called the number they gave me and it sounded pretty good.
Correct. That's why I say don't call the number in the email. Look the telephone number up, go to one of your bank statements, you know, Google the telephone number on, you know, online, and call the institution and say, hey, I received this email. Is this, you know, an accurate email, a good email or not? Because what happens now is that you click on these links, and as soon as you click on these links, that gives them access right into your computer.
Yeah.
Or your phone or whatever it is, because don't forget your phone's really a mini computer.
Yeah.
Right? I saw last night, Michelle and I were watching a television program, and there's a new scam going on that everybody needs to be aware of. You could potentially receive merchandise at your house that you didn't pay for and you didn't order. And it comes in and it says, congratulations, you won something or something of that nature. Here you go. In order, you know, to protect your thing, scan this QR code or this barcode so that you can have the warranty on your thing. And as soon as you scan the barcode or the QR code, they're in your system.
Yeah.
So, and it was the show we were watching last night, I think is called Banfield. I think that's what it was. But she was talking about it. It happened to her and jewelry. It was jewelry that came. It was fake jewelry.
Yeah.
You know, but at the end of the day, that's what's happening out there. You cannot be too careful nowadays.
Yeah. And the other thing too, Doug, I want to point out, and I'm a believer of this, and I don't mind sharing what one of the things I personally do is I do believe in these systems of that you pay for.
Yeah, me too.
What word am I looking? I don't want to promote anybody.
Protect your identity.
And if somebody got into your system and they notify you immediately. And to me, I think I'm paying like $32 a month. Don't hold me to it for the one I have. And it's worth it. It's a cost of financial business to have. And Doug, there's been times, you know, when you're going to get a new car or you're leasing a car or whatever the case may be, and you get notified somebody went in and you know, took a look at your credit thing. So is this true? Is this not? And all that. So I'm a believer of it, the world we live in. It's so financially electric, for lack of better words.
Electronic,
you know what I'm saying? That you almost have to do that. And I shared that with the client the other night when we talked. And I said, listen, I said, do you have this? And he's like, no. And I'm like, it's just a cost of doing business. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like saying, hey, you know, should I have life insurance? Should I have health insurance? I think you should have some sort of protection on there.
You know what I do, Mike, is we have our credit reports locked.
Yeah, there you go.
So is it inconvenient?
Yeah.
You know, it's inconvenient if you need to use your credit for something, then I have to log in and I have to unlock my credit report. All right. So what's that add to me? 2 minutes worth of, you know, going in and locking it down, but nobody can. They can't open an account. They can't, you know, they can't borrow money. They can't on that end, as long as my credit reports are locked down. So I think that's a good thing for people to do.
Great idea.
Too. And I go, you go right to the credit bureau for that. What's it? TransUnion. Is that what's it called? TransUnion, I think it is. Or Experian.
Yeah.
You know, the credit agencies, you go right in there, you log in, you lock your credit down, and then nobody can get at it.
Yeah. And the other big thing too is since we're talking about these types of things is, you know, Doug, another thing that they've been doing is robbing mail and getting checks they call it washing the check. And I was told at the local bank that I bank at, they come in and present it to the window trying to cash the check. And the minute they see, you know, like I'm the teller and I call you over the manager and we're looking at it and we're, you know, trying to, they literally physically run out the door of the bank.
Right.
You know, that's another scam that's going on out there.
Yeah, you have to be vigilant. You have to be careful. And, you know, and now also I read an article the other day about them, you know, and this has been going on for a while. But now with this artificial intelligence, they record your voice. I mean, one of the suggestions that they made, I mean, how many out there right now listening and you and I have picked up your phone and there's been nobody there and you've said hello a couple of times. Hello? Sure. Hello? Right?
Yeah.
Well, they say you shouldn't do that. They say pick up your phone and wait for somebody on the other end of the line to say something.
Wow.
Isn't it crazy? It's crazy that this is, you know, how things need to be now.
Yeah.
Because they can just pick up that one word from you, hello, and they can now duplicate your voice and the computer can make it say anything they want it to say.
Doug, I've done that with my cell phone. You know, obviously if it comes up as somebody I know or if it's a number you recognize. But there's times if I don't recognize it and I say, I don't know, maybe it is somebody. I say, you know what? They'll leave a voicemail and I'll call them right back. Yeah, you know, I'm not answering a spam or whatever you want to call. I'm not doing it.
So you want to hear another thing that was it came up in a conversation is they can do it off your voicemail.
Oh, that's good to know.
Right. Because it's just grabbing your voice. So they can do it off your voicemail. So that's why the suggestion was it should just be the canned one that comes with the phone you have reached. Da 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 da. You know, not your voice. Just let it be the canned voicemail, and that's it, you know. And it's just, it's crazy that we have to think like this, right? But it is, it's true. And when this, you know, this happens, this is real life stuff. It happens. I'm telling you, it happened to us, you know, last week. And, you know, you're telling us that we had a client that called in over the weekend and told you that, folks, this is real life stuff here that you got to pay attention to.
Yeah. You know, and all I could say to everybody is even in the past, like we've had clients call and say, should I put a lock on the accounts with mm-hmm. you and all that stuff? And I'm telling everybody, if you have to think about it,
the answer is yes.
The answer is yes. You should be erring on the side of caution,
right,
and do whatever. And like Doug said, a lot of the stuff you have to do, yeah, it's an inconvenience.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, err on the side of caution. And again, I feel if you have to think about it, you probably should.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt about it. You know, so, you know, folks, this is just, I know we just spent, you know, another segment of the show here and we didn't talk to you about anything, yeah, you know, financial planning or anything related, but this is how our approach is to all of this, is that, you know, we're here to help you and give you information. And I really think that a lot of the information that we give during the show each week, we're pretty much talk about mistakes to avoid rather than opportunity to jump on, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, that's the important part of it. I think that, you know, the planning and the strategies, and whether it's, you know, whether it's retirement planning or whether it's planning to protect your identity, it all takes, you know, some attention, and you got to pay attention to the things that you shouldn't do in order to give you the best opportunity, in my opinion, to live a comfortable, you know, anxious-free lifestyle. That's what, yeah, we're looking for at the end of the day, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. All right, we're going to hop to a break, and when we come back, we'll talk to you a little bit more and let you know what we've been up to lately as far as helping clients out with different things. We'll be right back, folks.
Owning your own business can be one of the most rewarding feelings ever. A business that you run, you employ people. They get to support their family with the money they earn working at your company. You purchase supplies, materials, or inventory from a business that employs people who also earn money for their families. When you sit back and think about it, it is very noble. But too often the business owner does this but doesn't tend to their own needs. Well, we help business owners to continue doing the things to help others and do something new, take care of themselves. Through decades of experience in working with business owners, we can help manage employee benefit costs, look at tax strategies, set up or improve retirement plans, and even plan for what happens to the business when you retire or pass away. You know, the stuff that impacts you and your family by trying to help improve the bottom line. So if you own your own business and this sounds like you, call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 for a complimentary, no obligation consultation to see if we can help. That's 855-262-3722. We can probably help.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. I'm glad that you're investing some of your time here with us, and you know, hope that the, you know, the last segment about the you know, protecting your identity and, you know, paying attention to that stuff resonated with you guys. It's serious business out there, and you know, there's some talented crooks out there, and if they would only put their minds to doing good for society, I could only imagine what they could possibly do.
Yeah, I've always felt that way. I felt like they're so elaborate and almost intelligent,
yeah,
you know, not praising a crook,
right,
that if they ever took it and tried to do something that's right,
mm-hmm,
they'd be successful.
Sure. Yep. It's unbelievable. So we're to the what have you been up to lately, Michael. So go ahead, kick it off, my man.
Yeah. So Doug, you know, I'm trying to think this week of what's been taking place. So had a gentleman coming in getting ready for retirement, you know, and we had spoken and getting him ready and getting him set up, and you know, have to take his required minimum distributions out of his retirement account and the taxation and the money, you know, what to do with the money and how much he needs a month. So really just a full scope of, okay, I retired. Here's my money. I know I need to take required minimum distributions. What do I do? And, you know, how do I go from here? Right. Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest thing is, and I'm going to kind of piggyback that, if I had a conversation with another client and we were talking about he was put more money away and said, hey, did you get that check and all that? And we talked about age, and we talked about what I'm starting to find out with folks is that so many people think I got to get to the retirement line and be good.
Mm-hmm.
62, 65. I need to have enough. I need to retire. And that's true. But there's so much more to retirement. You know what I'm saying? The whole 25 years more. And a guy I was talking to, his dad is still alive at 95 years old. And I said, you know, I go, that's a lot of retirement. And he's like, you know, you're right. He goes, I never really thought about that. The post, you know, kind of climbing the mountain and getting there. But then I got to kind of live at the top of that mountain for the next 25 or 30 years, you sure. know. And so I'm finding different cases in the retirement sector that I see people either trying to get there, another case where somebody got there. Now, what do I do? These are all the common concerns of retirement.
You know, Mike, it's we've used the analogy in the past, and, you know, glad that you brought that up of, you know, life is kind of like, you know, climbing Mount Everest, you know, and when most people who climb Mount Everest get to the top, but they don't make it down, the ones that don't survive are the ones that don't make it down. It's not they don't make it up. They don't make it down. And the same thing kind of holds true with, you know, with retirement planning is that you make it up to the peak and, you know, you get to the point where you're ready to retire and you leave work. But now what's the plan to get down the mountain, right? Because you got to get down the mountain. And a lot of people don't have that, you know, that kind of stuff going on. And, you know, it's ironic in a lot of sense because these last couple of weeks I've been enrolled in a class. I've been taking a class to, you know, just stay sharp and, you know, get another designation and that kind of stuff. And one of the things that we spent a lot of time talking about the other day was the fact of the misconception that the clients have about managing their money through their lifetime. And what we mean by that is that when you look at people who in their 401k, for instance, buy one of these target date funds, right? They always have the target date at when they want to retire.
Mm-hmm.
It's not over then, folks, right? You got another 30 years to go. So and the mistake is being made by a lot of people in managing the money to retirement, not managing the money to life expectancy. And that's a huge, huge mistake by a lot of people. I'm managing to hit a target at retirement. That's the mistake. The mistake should be managing for a target to life expectancy.
100%. And to me, you know, Doug, we talk about these things and it's an awareness we want to bring because I'm seeing it in the conversations and the tone of the conversations. And it's like, yeah, I get it. We all want to get out the door and say, I don't have to work anymore. That's a major accomplishment. You know, well done that you have enough money to be able to retire. But that's certainly, it's the beginning. It's not the end. We got to get this mindset of, you know, retiring is not the end. It's just the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot more financially, you know, forget a lot more socially to do in the world of wanting to travel and, you know, do all that stuff. But there's a lot of financial years left that have to be addressed.
So, Mike, I met a new prospective client a couple of weeks ago who came in, and they're 67 years old. And the reason I bring this up is because they owned a target date fund inside of their portfolio that was a target date fund from 2 years prior, right? So, like, my point is that I said, what's going on with your money? It hasn't really grown. It's kind of, like, been stagnant for the last couple of years. And they're like, well, I had it in this target date fund that kind of matured, you know, then. And I'm like, oh, well, yeah, well, that's what they do at that point. They're shooting for a target there. Yeah. And now they went ultra conservative with your funds.
Yeah.
And you kept working for 2 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, what happened there? And he's like, yeah, you know. And you know, that's the other thing that's happening. And it's one of the bad things that's going on out there to me is that people aren't getting the help on their 401ks, you know, and they're not, you know, they're not having somebody guide them. You know, one of the reasons is, honestly, the rules and regulations that surround it have become, you know, really difficult to, you know, to deal with. But that doesn't mean that, you know, companies shouldn't have people coming out. In fact, they're obligated to have people come out and do education for you. So if this is an issue, like if you're not getting 401k education, and if you're the owner of a business and you're not seeing the 401k, you know, representative come out, reach out to us because we can help in this area. Because for most people out there, let's face it, that's the tool to get them to sustaining their lifestyle when they're not working anymore. And it's the most, for a lot of people, it could be the most critical tool that they have to do this.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, and to kind of, we're still talking about this, but to get back to target funds is, it's exactly that. It's to get you to a target.
Right.
And once you're at your target, you know,
you need to make some changes.
Right. You kind of like, it's like saying, you know, set the GPS to get to a certain venue. Okay, you got there, but now you got to know how to navigate through the venue. Where, you know, where are you going? You're going to the concert, you're going to the ball game, you know, where's our seat? You know, it's like saying, you know, I'm going to go to Yankee Stadium. Okay, I put the GPS on. Okay, I'm in the stadium. Now, where do I park? How do I get into the building? Where do I navigate to my seats? There's more to be done.
Right. You know, exactly. So, you know, that's something that I'm seeing more and more of, and something that needs to be paid attention to. And, you know, that's something that we can look at and try to help you with in, you know, in many circumstances. And, you know, it is really, you know, it's important.
Yeah.
It really, really is important. So what else you been up to?
Doug, I'm trying to think here. I had somebody this week inquiring about long-term care. Mm-hmm. And basically saying about the prospects of wanting to get out in front. And unfortunately, it was another case of somebody that saw somebody go through it. You know, and I can't tell you, folks, when somebody calls us and solicits us about long-term care, for lack of better, or saying, hey, Mike, I need this. Can you help me? Do you do this or whatever the case may be? And I'll say, okay, why, what happened? Mm-hmm. And they'll say, my mom, my dad, my aunt, whomever,
my mother-in-law,
my father, you know, whomever. And they've kind of lived it. And they're saying, you know, we're going through this whole thing with the facility and, you know, the cost and the getting in. So, you know, to me, part of that whole retirement process, right, Doug, of the post-retirement, it's living your retirement, it's adequate income, it's managing the funds to have a nice retirement, it's long-term care needs, right? There's the estate planning at the very end. People have to start realizing that walking away from your job is really just so much more goes on in your life after your retirement than before.
Yeah.
You know, and I think this is just another segment of getting a call and somebody inquiring about, hey, can you look into long-term care for me? I think it's another segment of what we're talking about of, it's just the beginning.
Yeah, I had a review this week with a client, Mike, and you know, this has been a theme for a while now, is that there's not enough money, you know, each month coming through the door. They need some more dollars, you know, and they come in, they're like, okay, we need some more dollars. Yeah. And, you know, all right, fine. We, you know, supply you some more income out of, you know, another bucket of money that we have here. It's not a big deal. But you know what? It's just that it just goes to show, you know, people just don't understand. And they said to me, what we don't understand is it feels like it keeps getting more and more expensive, but I keep hearing that inflation came down. And I'm like, well, it has come down, but what you're failing to realize is that a year and a half ago, or however long it was 9%. And I said, what you need to understand is that something that cost $100, if it saw 9% inflation, is $109 now. And now if inflation today is 2%, it's not going, that doesn't mean now it's $102. That's 2% off the $109. There's no going back. So when you hear people say inflation's coming down, yeah, great, but we're still compounding off that brutal inflation that we lived through. And that's where people kind of getting a little bit confused. And, you know, so that's the explanation that I gave, and the explanation that's appropriate is that you have to remember we're still climbing off of those bigger numbers. It's like compound interest in the bank.
Yeah. And, you know, and it also brings up the point of is like when you look at, to me, right, I know we went through an inflationary period, but to me, you know, things are always going to be, they never reduce the cost of things, like basic stuff. The price of a stamp is never coming down, you know, like just the everyday stuff. And it's been that way through our entire life. Right. And to me, that's going to happen. So it gets back to, again, when you're planning your retirement, it's just the beginning. It's not the end. See, these are some of the things that this right. fills into this conversation you had, and this client needing, looking to try to, you know, increase their income. This has to do with exactly what we're saying,
mm-hmm.
you know, the test of time, if you will. And, yeah. And, you know, and the other one, let's not get into it, is we all know medical costs. I mean, medical costs, I mean, you can't forget medical costs. How about the veterinarian when an animal gets sick, what the cost of that is? You know how many calls, Doug, I've had over a period of time, people saying the dog was sick, the cat was sick, I need X, you know, I'm being charged X.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's just, so taking to medical costs, you know, listen, I have another person that was a friend and was telling me about rehabilitation and all this stuff, the center and stuff like that. Astronomical, just astronomical if you're not planned for it or to deal with it.
You know, Mike, I was listening to an economist this week, and it's funny you bring up medical costs.
Yeah.
Because he's like, the premiums that people are paying are some 50% higher today than they were 10 years ago. Mm. 50%. Mm. And he went back and he looked and don't hold me, because I didn't know we were going to have this conversation. We probably should have this conversation. But go back, don't hold me to this. 2019, the average family like premium for medical was something like $1,600. And now it's something like $2,100 just in those years alone. Mm. And it's astronomical. Mm. And what they're saying is that, where they're saying that the cost of healthcare is coming down, he went on to explain, is that it's not. What they're doing is that the companies aren't holding as much money in reserve anymore because they were told by the government they can't. And so when they don't hold as much money in reserve, it appears as though the cost is coming down. It's kind of like hocus pocus.
Oh, okay.
Right. But it's not. And he went on to show the two different things. And it's just the medical premiums and, you know, the Medicare supplement insurance and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. It's a great point, Mike, because if you have medical insurance through your employer, right, and then you retire, and let's just say your employer picks up most of the medical or even half the medical, but now you retire. And you got to pick up your Medicare premiums, your Medicare supplement premiums, plus your Medicare. That's going to be several hundred bucks a month.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, but you have to, people are making a mistake and not planning for it in their cash flow for retirement.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, about getting to Medicare, by the way, and I know it's been a while back now. Well, I guess well over a month, right? We had a piece on with a gentleman you interviewed about Medicare and all that. And I was speaking to somebody this week, and we're talking about Medicare and Medicare paying bills. To me, Medicare is one of the most critical, important government, what am I looking for, agency systems, yeah. whatever,
mm-hmm.
out there, because it's incredible the bills that get paid and the coverage that people have,
yeah. mm-hmm.
okay? And somebody was kind of bragging on Medicare. And I'm like, no, you're right. If you set yourself up with Medicare and whatever the supplement is or whatever you're choosing, make sure you do it right. Of course,
right.
you know, here we
right.
go.
You
got again.
It, right.
Just,
you
got
to reach out to our friend Justin,
right,
who was on the show, you know,
right, right.
a couple weeks back.
Yeah, and somewhere along the line, we should probably play that piece again.
Yep.
But Medicare is a great source for people in their retirement health. Speaking of health care costs,
right.
that's what
well,
I'm trying
listen.
To say. So folks, when it comes to Medicare, here's the message. Don't bosh it.
Yeah. And you're
you know.
Talking from firsthand knowledge
yeah.
because unfortunately your dad was sick at the end of his life. And,
correct.
And so you guys saw, you
yep.
you know, there were astronomical bills
yep.
that for the most part were covered.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so,
yeah.
so you
yeah.
saw it happen, you know, and you know, it's real. And a lot of the stuff that we talk about, you know, sometimes we may not give you a peek under the hood and let you know that, you know, it's something that we've experienced ourselves in
yeah.
our lives, but sometimes we do.
Great point. You know, the point is that we're human too, and
yeah.
we live lives, and you shared a story about, you know, what happened this week with the banking and the equity line and,
yeah.
and just talking about, you know, my dad and yeah, we're real people. You know, we go through these experiences too.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, 100%, you know, so it all comes down to the fact that I think that the most effective way to approach your financial life is to have a partnership with us.
Yep.
And for us to bring ideas to you and work together. Listen, I'm not going to pretend that we know everything. We know a lot when it comes to the financial world, right? I think we're really good at it, yeah. You know, my opinion. But sometimes our clients have ideas that they approach to us and say, hey, what about this? And we say, never thought about it. Let me think about it. And then we'll sit down and we'll hammer it out. We'll say, hey, you want to know something? That's a good idea.
Yeah.
You know what happens?
Sure.
All right. Let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
Are you nearing retirement or already enjoying your golden years? Have you thought about how to create a sustainable income for your future? At Wealth Management Group, we understand that every retiree's needs are unique. That's why we offer custom and personalized retirement income strategies designed just for you. Imagine having financial confidence knowing that your income is secure and reducing the worry of running out of money during your lifetime. At Wealth Management Group, we will work closely with you to create a personalized Wealth Management Group retirement income strategy specific to your goals and dreams. Not some computer-generated multi-printout that's been given to hundreds of other people. Concrete recommendations based on your goals, needs, and objectives. And the best part, your initial consult is complimentary with no cost or obligation. We're here to help you chart the path to a financially secure retirement. The complimentary consultation at Wealth Management Group is designed to be a no-pressure, no-obligation opportunity for you to discuss your financial goals and any concerns you may have about your retirement income with us. We will provide insights into potential retirement income strategies that best align with your needs, helping you understand how to maximize your assets and reduce risks. You'll receive valuable information about retirement planning, investment options, and tax strategies, ensuring you have a better understanding of your financial landscape. This consultation is completely free and there's no obligation to move forward afterward. It's simply an opportunity for you to gain insight and explore your options. And we understand you have a busy life, so rest assured we offer convenient scheduling, including in-person meetings or virtual consultations to make it easier for you. By the end of your consultation, you'll have a clearer picture of your retirement income strategy and the confidence to make informed decisions about your financial future. Would you like to set up a consultation? Call us today at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Secure your financial future with Wealth Management Group. That's 855-262-3722. When opportunity knocks, make sure you answer. So call 855-262-3722 now, and you'll be glad you did.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Mike, we got a few minutes left in the show here, and you know what? Somebody said the other day, one of our longtime clients was talking to him, and he's like, you know, I still listen to the show every now and then. And they're like, yeah, you good. He goes, you know what you guys stink at? Exactly what he said. I go, well, I could give you a list of things that we think we stink at, but what do you think we stink at? He goes, you don't tell anybody about yourselves. You do this radio show, right, which is great. You give information, but you don't let anybody know about Wealth Management Group. Well, you don't.
We just assume everybody's been listening for over 25 years.
Right.
So why do we need to do that again?
Yeah. So, folks, let you guys know that Mike and I are the co-founders of Wealth Management Group. We established a firm in the mid-1990s, which feels like forever ago now. And our idea when we started the firm was to bring you objective financial guidance. We didn't have an axe to grind with any one institution. So we really kind of feel as though we were pioneers in the holistic, you know, wealth management, if you will. And we call it wealth management because we want to just help you with all areas of your money. That's, you know, that's what it all comes down to. And don't make a mistake. You know, we do have some very wealthy clients, but the name of our firm is not Wealthy Management Service or Wealthy Management Group, rather. It's Wealth Management Group because we all have wealth.
Yeah. No, great point. Yeah. And, you know, Doug, you know, every week, right, we come out, we try to educate and motivate and get you to think. And a lot of times we even talk about topics that, quite frankly, we don't do or sell or whatever, but it's important to your financial wealth, if you will, right? These are important things that need to be done. So, you know, we want you, how would you say, Doug, balanced, well-rounded? Mm-hmm. What am I looking for?
Yeah, you know, I think that hits it. And, you know, I think it's important for people to know out there that Mike and I are just two ordinary guys who happen to understand the uses of money and how to analyze financial information, right? So I think we're good at it, right? I think we're biased. I mean, if we're naturally unbiased, but that's who we are. We're, like, we're regular people just like you guys. You know, our leaves need to be, you know, done. Our snow needs to be shoveled and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And we just happen to understand the uses of money and how to analyze financial information. And one of the things that I think really separates us apart is our ability to take complex issues and make them simple for people to understand.
Yeah, and I think that's part of our, Doug, that we're, you know, we're easy approachable, if you will. We're easy to approach, to have a conversation with. Hey, can you help me out with this? Can we talk about this? And let's just talk through it kind of makes that happen. You get what I'm saying? Being able to, you know, and I always say to clients, so many times existing clients will call and say, oh, I don't want to bother. And I'll say, come in. Oh, yeah. No, but I don't want to take up your time. I feel bad. I say, come in. Sometimes when we just sit and talk, some of the best ideas come out of that.
Yeah, you're not bothering us.
Right.
You know, and I think that it's important for people to understand that we do get to the relationship where, I'll give you a perfect case in point. A client can say to me, you know what you guys stink at?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you know, it's like, you know, and then he said, he goes, you guys need to do a better job of telling people about yourselves, you know, and so we got to work on that, dude.
Yeah, I know. I hear you.
Yeah. That's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. We hope that we brought you some great, you know, information and ideas. Remember, we're not just the radio show hosts. We help people with their individual financial situations. We help businesses, charities, endowments, whatever you need help with. We're here to help you. Just pick the phone up and give a call. The number is 855-262-3722. Again, that's 855-262-3722. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
If you are listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you're feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and be really smart about what you're doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who has been there. Someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations, no strings attached. That's right, they will walk you through their easy process that they have used to help other people for over 25 years. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. LPL Financial is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither LPL Financial nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.